Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the A Unique Beauty Podcast, where we talk all things beauty and God. Happy New Year, guys! Happy, 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 blessed, prosperous, and amazing awareness New Year. Happy New Year, guys. I'm just so grateful that we made it to 2021. I'm grateful that I made it to 2021 healthy. Thank God I never caught COVID. I have been working still and working safely. Of course, I'm still in LA, La La Land, and I've been in my beautiful home, my cozy home, and just really grateful for what God is doing. First things first, let's get into the beauty product of the week. I am going to be sharing, of course, Kamara A Unique Beauty, y'all. Go and get it. If you haven't already got your lashes or your strength liner, get into it. All the compacts are on sale. I'm doing a Proverbs 31 woman sale. So all the compacts are 31% off and free shipping with all orders over $50 or more. So get into it. The sale is not going to last for long. I just felt like I wanted to give back and I wanted to share, being that I was not on social media as much for the holidays because I took some time off the gram. I decided to take some time off of Instagram and really just reflect on abundance and reflect on God's glory, reflect on my time with him and getting to know him more and getting to know myself more. I wanted to sit at God's feet again, and it was just a really, really fantastic experience. And this podcast will be very short today because the revelation that I received while I was away was just trusting, finding the beauty in surrendering. Finding the beauty in just pressing into God and just trusting what he is saying for you and doing for you in this time and in this year. So let's get right into the podcast. I'll go into my show notes. I went into spending the holidays alone and just cleaned my house, took a bubble bath. I just really cleansed out anything that was not needed, just got rid of some things. There were some makeup products that I received that I was like, this shouldn't be in my home, got rid of it. So there was a lot of things that I like always try to do before the new year begins. And I also found myself starting to get to a place where I was wondering like, okay, what am I going to do next? Am I going to conquer this year? How am I going to conquer it? Let me go in forward. And normally when I get into a whole new year, I feel like I go head first. And this time I wanted to pivot. I wanted to pivot instead of going head first. I wanted to just take a step in and then another step in and then another step in and then another step in. And then slowly I'll find myself jogging in, and then slowly I'll find myself running in. So I'm just talking about like pacing myself. I am pacing myself this new year. And my main focus of running is just running into God, running into his arms, and just being more focused on building that relationship with him and keeping the relationship on fire. Like the intimacy I have with God, I want it to be on fire this year. I want him to be the author and the finisher of my life, of what he's already been doing. But just really letting him know I'm grateful for our time and grateful for the fact that he wakes me up every morning and I can live another day to complete the task that I have set before me. You know, the Bible says to seek ye first the kingdom of God and all will be given to us. And I also thought about the way that the way I've done things before brought nothing but anxiety and doubt. And I thought about the beauty of surrendering to God, the beauty of like just giving him honor, And letting him know that I fully trust him in the process of what is happening. You know, when I think back to the many things that I've overcome during COVID, it was the fact that I was able to still pay my bills and my rent, the fact that I was able to relaunch my lash line. All of that was God. It had nothing to do with Kamara. It had nothing to do with influence. It had nothing to do with a blue check. It had nothing to do with anything but God putting me on the minds of people that wanted to help me and putting me on the hearts of people that had the influence or the power and the money to make sure things happened for me. And I'm super grateful for that. I looked up what surrender means, and surrender means giving into a higher authority, just giving into something that you look up to, right? And so in the beginning of Genesis, God gave us the formula. I was reading Genesis because I'm starting to do this whole, thing for myself. This is a challenge that I'm going to do for myself. I'm sharing it with you guys if you guys want to get on board, but I am basically reading the Bible from Genesis and on because I really want to get into the Bible. I really want to read it and finish it and complete it. I've read many books. I've studied many books, but I would like to really just complete the full Bible and get my thoughts on it and then try it again next year and get another different thought, another revelation, because I feel like his word is always speaking. And so I was in the book of Genesis and I was looking at it and I was like, wow, God, you really gave us the formula on surrendering. And you did that by when you created the world. You know, FYI, he did create the world from a blank palette. Like he basically was like, this gonna go here, this gonna go there, this gonna go there, this is it, this is that. Okay, boom, boom, boom. But when we talk about surrender, he didn't overwork himself. You know, God did not overwork himself when he created the world. He trusted what he made was good. You know, even when he created the land and the sky and the animals, he always finished and said, and God saw that it was good, that it was good, you know? And I thought about that and I'm like, when do we ever take the time to stop and sit back and look at the things that we've already started and created and say, it's actually really good. Like, I'm actually really doing okay. I'm actually right where I'm supposed to be. The beauty of surrender allows you to press in and come out with a glow filled with God's glory. You know, and hey, I'm not going to front. I did get me a facial while I was away. I did get a nice little facial because my face was clogged. And my girl, Jackie, got me feeling right. Got my skin back to where I wanted it to be because I was breaking out all over because my skin was clogged. But I do feel a sense of peace on trusting God with all my heart and not leaning onto my own understanding. The other day, I was talking to one of my friends and he was just sharing with me all the thoughts that was going on in his mind, just saying like, yo, I need to move. I gotta do this. I gotta do that. And I gotta, you know, get this going. I gotta get this going. I gotta get that going. And I was just like, you know, and while I was listening to him, I was just like, you know, there's times when we have to like, when we have to trust that God just wants to be our driver. When God just wants to be the person that we, you know, that we trust. You know, sometimes our earthly parents teach us to grow up and be this independent people, independent men and women, so that we don't have to rely on them for things. But the difference with God is that he wants us to do the exact opposite. God wants us to do the work, but only the work that he gives us. He wants to be our driver. And when we think of a driver, basically, you think of what a driver does, right? A driver sits in the back. A driver gets in the front and he has the GPS and he has the plan for the day of where you're going, right? And all you have to do is get in the back seat and trust that your driver is going to take you from point A to point B with no issues. And you know where you're like, you know where you're going. You know, like, okay, I'm going to the Time Warner building. I'm going to this place. I'm going to this place. But only he can see the GPS. And then he drops you from one place and you go and you do what you have to do. And he waits for you. And when you're done completing that, he's right there picking you up and he's taking you to the next place right on time. But sometimes before we could meet back up with the driver, we drift off thinking and get it distracted by thinking that the one thing we came to do was not enough. And so we walk into a room that we're not supposed to be in, but we see that there's a busy meeting going on and we're like, ooh, maybe we should get into that meeting. What's going on over there? What's happening over there? And then we find ourselves thrown off a schedule. And then we walk out of the room and then we're like, wait, I'm off schedule. I'm anxiety. Oh my God. What did I do? What did I do? But all we have to do is walk out of that room, get back in the car because our driver is waiting for us. And our driver is God. Our driver is waiting right there for us to get back in so he could take us to the next place. And that's how God wants to live, wants us to live. I think of Instagram, I think of Clubhouse, I think of all the social media platforms that can have us feeling so overwhelmed, especially in the beginning of a new year. And this is a new year that we're not used to because we're basically starting a whole new year in the middle of a whole pandemic. And it's something that we never experienced. But I want to encourage you guys to press your face into God's chest. Think of him as your dad that you don't that is always there for you, has his wallet ready, has wisdom ready, has love ready, has a fullness ready for you, a dad that you never have to worry if he's never going to leave you or forsake you. And just let that glory and rest in him and let him take you pace by pace in this year and just trust the process of where you are and not feel overwhelmed or anxiety to be like, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, I gotta blah, blah, blah. And the next thing you know, you feel you just, you know, a panic attack or anything can happen. You wanna be as peaceful as possible in trusting the things that God has placed on the inside of you. And one of the things that he asked me to do this year was he said he wanted me to write down the three, and I'm going to share it with you guys too. So to write down the three things that you would like to accomplish this year or the three things you want to accomplish or you want to start. So maybe you started something last year and you just need to finish it. What are those things that you need to do? Also, the things that you need to start that you've had in your mind that you haven't done yet. Write those three things down and then the small steps that it will take for you to get there. And instead of being consistent on posting and consistent on being relevant on social media, focus on being consistent and relevant with your quality time with God. Focus on being and building a quality relationship with the Father so that you can trust the next step. And that will allow you to really learn how to hear his voice and understand what his voice sounds like. And also the peace that surpasses all understanding that you are right where you're supposed to be. And I just want to encourage you guys to do that. Encourage you guys to just live in peace this year. Like just rest in peace. And I know people say rest in peace when someone passes away, but there's a beauty in resting in peace while you're on this earth and while you're living. And the peace is following the peace of God. Recite the scripture on trust and breathe into trusting God. Breathe into trusting and that you will complete all of your assignments before you leave this earth. And so I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. This is a quick podcast today. But next week, of course, we're going to go right back into like 30, 40 minutes. But I just really wanted to share that revelation and that insight today of just really understanding the peace of God and understanding that you are right where you're supposed to be and that you don't have to perform for his love. You do not have to perform to experience God's love, his glory, his blessings, any of that. There's no performance needed for his love. And so I pray for you guys today. I pray that you guys have a fantastic, fantastic year. I speak that this is a year of revolution instead of resolution, that you revolt, like that you just conquer your year, and you will conquer it by having God completely by your side. Share this podcast, subscribe, tag a friend, tag a sister, tag a husband. And I love you guys. I will see you guys again next week. And I will be going live tomorrow. I will be going live tomorrow on Instagram, and I will just share some beauty tips with you guys. And I hope to see you guys there. Come on down. Come say hello. And the day that I'm dropping this is on January 5th. So I will be going live on January 6th. So if you cut the podcast a little late, then sorry, but I'll be doing lives more this every week. And I look forward to seeing each of you guys. And I thank you guys for listening. Have a good day. Bye.